White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 30th, 1902. Dear son Edson, I have been taken with a dizzy spell. I have been trying to consider how I shall write to you. I cannot decide anything hastily, or consent to take on me any burden that I am not so clearly impressed of the Lord to do. I will consider these matters. Many matters of this character are so perplexing that they stop digestion, and then gas accumulates. And if I do anything with complete clearness, as I did on the occasion of that interview, the counsel in my home with me that evening, the afterwork is of a character to endanger my life. I am to be always waiting to see my way clearly by illustrations, or light, of some character to make me sure I have a thus saith the Lord. I will not be able to answer your letter just yet, but I will, when my head is relieved, tell you if I can. But these letters I am receiving from the Echo office, one last evening, one of same character had been on the secretary in the sitting room for some weeks, and I never knew of it. Clarence tells me they are the same. These matters contained in letters make me great suffering of mind to consider. I must reason from cause to effect, and if the same spirit is continued that has been, then it would not be a wise thing to continue in the work with the same parties and unchanged elements of characters, because there will be no sweet union, but contention and strife, and your heart is in sorrow so much. Let us get out of the spiritual, malarious atmosphere, and give the field up to them to work it as they please. It is best not to stay and become a target for them, and they bear all the responsibility, because when evil surmising and envies and jealousies exist, there is strife and every evil work. It is no use, unless the converting power of God works upon human hearts. Let those who will counter with all their evil surmising, and who will act out that which Satan suggests, have the field to themselves. The Lord is very much displeased with this kind of work. It is Satan's working to keep everything in a most discouraging state. I know something about the southern field. I shall get out a book in regard to it as soon as I can. And then, when the whole facts are brought out just as they are, these misrepresentations will appear as they are. Then, if any want to entertain their evil conceptions, I am clear. But things cannot be rushed. What saith the Lord? Not, what saith men? But how much better would it be for all to humble their hearts before God? I cannot think and plan, and know not really what to do. To do anything is a task, and to keep still is a task. But I shall do my best. I am praying and trusting, and the Lord will give me His keeping power, if it is for His name's glory. The Lord bless you.